it's my life I has to fight, nigga. Oh, it's my life, hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
The third person just to in general drop an album with no release date.
Fine. Yeah, he has a release date.
That was accidental. One. Interscope, like, kind of just like, was
somebody drank
it. They fucked it up for him.
But
he's still projected at 350K sales.
So but wait, I want to catch
in the body. Yeah.
That's
I just want to say thank you to everybody to actually recording before 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 7:30 usually be on
7:30. We usually be here till like 3 o'clock in the morning recording. We are gonna get out here by at least 10 o'clock tonight.
And we gonna be all right. We gonna have a good night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo. So
a lot of people don't even like that Kendrick album. They saying it's too different.
They ain't listen to it.
Yet, it has to grow. Like, it's gonna take a while.
They didn't listen to it yet.
You know what I mean? People focus. Their mind frame is just 2 seconds now. They want an instant turn up.
They don't like substance.
Same way people don't like ramen noodles.
You know what? No, they don't want home cooked. They want that Philippe's. They don't want substance anymore.
That's why all these girls with fat asses and they bartending is winning.
It's too early to start all that. Leave the bartenders alone. Leave the bottle girls alone. Let's give me my chill back. Here's the chill button, nigga.
Sometimes you're just trying to chill. You want to turn up. Wait, who?
I just Amara's back.
Hi, guys.
Since the first podcast, Amara's back.
Underscore Alenciaga, not Balenciaga.
She's so lit. She got her own brand. And of course, you know it's
Alenciaga.com.
Patrick Westweather.
Wait, hold on. We got to let everybody know. Follow us on Wolfpack Crew. Our page is finally public for those who have been asking. You know, they've been visiting our page, finding Wolfpack Crew. Crew with a K, not a C. They've been visiting. Oh, yeah, private. Please open up. We want to see what's going on over there.
It's open.
Public, it's open.
It's open.
Follow us on Wolfpack Crew.
Follow Wolfpack Crew. Follow me, Westweather. Follow Marv, Seven God. Follow Chris Boucher. Okay. Mm-hmm. Follow Jack King, C. Joe Black. And
you already know, new shit on the track.
Alenciaga. Yep.
And God is with the G-A-W-D. You know what I mean? I still believe in one God. G-O-D.
So. One God.
Yeah,
all I need is one mic.
Yeah,
one mic. Yo, so yesterday was the first day of spring, and it snowed.
Shout out to the snow.
Which is funny because I believe on the first day of winter it was like 60 degrees.
It definitely was.
Maybe it works out.
Maybe it was payback. Maybe it was payback.
Right? It definitely was payback.
I think some seasons are just going to be quiet. It's going to be over for fall. It's going to be over for spring. I think it's going to be winter, summer.
Winter, summer.
Yeah, you know,
boom.
Like, either or.
Like today is cold.
Yes or no.
Exactly. You know, babies and. You know what I mean?
For now, all I care about is sundresses and maxi dresses. I'm trying to see cheeks, man.
Yo. Wait, just to be clear,
I got a couple seats for y'all ladies.
Maxi dresses and sundresses, the same thing, right?
Same thing, and sundresses and panties don't mix.
Yes, it doesn't mix. But
so y'all really be wearing the sundresses and all that with no panties?
I mean, I do. I don't know about nobody else.
Majority of girls either that or a thong.
Well,
my favorite. I don't like to see the panty outline.
See, but because of that, my favorite is when the wind blows.
Your girls love
when the wind blow and they get between their ass cheeks and you see the whole ass shape. I'll be like, Lord Jesus.
That's a girl's favorite dress when she's traveling, bro. When she about to get on that plane to go to Cancun, maxi dress.
She trying to find a bowler on the flight.
Basically. Trying to get the whole weekend.
Trying to get a pilot.
That's what they be about.
I'm just trying to take you out of Onyx. I'm just being honest.
Word. Accuracy.
Shout out to Future, man. Future making all them turn up. Fuck up the comments.
I'm sorry, yo. That's gonna be this summer's anthem along with Know Yourself.
Yeah. And
that's
company.
Gonna be,
you know how many commas I'm on fucking
yo, 10 bins.
Nah, company's gonna be the after 12 o'clock anthem.
Yeah, Madonna when you picking up company. Your bitch.
Old day is come never gonna over. Die.
Yeah.
Yo, I was watching it. I was watching this Travis Scott interview the other day. Actually, he said, "Yo, Old Day is not even the hottest track on his new album."
Really?
Damn.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Old Day is my shit.
But in all reality, what if Drake drops Views from the Six right after Kanye drop his shit?
That's gonna be a lit summer.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm ready for a summer like that. I feel like I'm gonna lose all my joints.
No. That's gonna be horse life.
I'm gonna be horse.
Shout out to them horses.
I'm gonna be horsing too heavy.
There's no such thing.
Them horses sitting on Porsches.
No.
This rolling calls me a Porsche.
There's no such thing as horses.
Yo,
too
man,
much.
I'm be out here like there 17 horses in a stable.
Yeah.
Cat's gonna be like, really?
You gonna have a double stable.
Really?
You're really?
I'm be out here looking like the Kentucky Derby by myself. Too lit.
Like I just
way
showed up.
Too lit.
I'm here to race all my horses.
Word. Speaking of sports,
March Madness. No.
Y'all want to talk about March Madness?
No, because
I
want to
talk about my
dumb.
Bracket.
No.
My bracket. Let's talk about Mo.
Yeah, Mo, you fuck my bitch, Mo.
Let's talk about Mo.
You fuck my bitch, Mo.
Drake is the new Mo, too. It's crazy.
Word.
Yo, getting mo'd out here.
Niggas getting mo'd.
Not Zode, but mo'd.
I still have no idea who Mo is. I still didn't get
to watch
to watch
the video. I sent
you
the link. No, but Mo out here fucking bitches. He fucking other niggas bitches.
So who do you get mad at, Mo?
But yo, one thing I gotta respect.
No, yo,
I gotta respect Mo because he's fucking bitches. "Quote unquote," using education.
Yeah, he was
history class.
Mo
my nigga.
He did the education. But
and now he's fucking these bitches.
Who you? But like Chris said, who are you mad at? Who are you mad at?
I'm mad at the bitch or Mo. I'm mad at the bitch.
Nigga
fuck you out here teaching bitches for.
Worse.
Because didn't Drake just admit that he fucked Lil Wayne's girl while he was in jail?
Nah, but that's not what he said.
Wait, what happened?
What he said was, what he said was he said that the girl had sex with Drake right before, like the day before she met him and the day before that they got together.
No, I don't believe that.
That's
okay. That's okay.
That's what
he said.
But he said he was still tight because he ain't say nothing until he got to jail. But they worded it like that to make
so
it.
So it's primo. It's not, you know, like premeditated murder. Primo. He got primo. That's it.
We got primo.
But you still killed him.
Yeah, he still caught the body. He still, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, but he caught the body beforehand.
Just caught a body about a week. Yo, shout out to Bobby, man.
Yo, man, I know you down there. You locked. We here.
Shout out to Bobby.
Whoa, we here.
Speaking of locked, you see how Suge Knight's claiming legally blind now?
Yo, did you see him pass out?
He passed out. Barely.
Barely.
Did you see the video of when he ran him over?
Nah, I
didn't see that.
How was that?
They said that was his friend too.
It was OD. Like he really ran him over. He looked like a piece of meat in the street.
What?
It was OD. I was like, nah.
It's quiet for sure.
Yo, Suge's a bastard, yo. He's a bastard.
Suge foul, man.
Yo, man. Suge been in some shit. You gotta remember, Suge was in Pac's car when he got shot five times in Vegas.
And didn't get
not one bullet touched that.
Scam.
That's we gonna wait for that.
We gonna wait. Because the last episode was scam, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the people been waiting for.
Let me explain to the people.
Wait, Mark. From my knowledge, right? Before we get into the scam thing, from my knowledge, right? I heard whenever Big and was with Puff, normally Puff was in the same car as Big.
Right.
Why wasn't Puff in the same car as Big that night?
Wait.
This is matter of fact. Puff gonna hate me. But he's gonna hate everybody because this is the second time in a row.
I be trying to
we
like,
going at Puff.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Puff. Yo,
y'all about
that,
to get sued
that,
just like him.
It's cool. We got 50.
So
he's
look,
scared of 50.
Yo, man, I don't want him to ride unless we meet, man.
So now another thing. How you in this? Now let's go to Suge. How you in the same car as Pop, and you don't get hit?
Yo, man, don't ask no questions. Don't get no answers.
Basically.
That's what I say.
How about this? Speaking of 50, shout out to Empire.
Well, no, Power. His show's Power.
Empire's coming back, though.
Well, Empire, the bootleg version.
Yeah, I don't really like Power.
Power is dope. I mean, not Power. Empire is dope.
I like Power. I don't like Empire.
Did you
Empire
watch the season
lit.
Finale? Anybody watch season finale?
Of Empire?
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of it. I ain't seen the whole thing.
I can't
thing.
Wait for next season, son.
What happened, though?
I'm not going to. You got to watch it, man. But all I got to say is that they tried to basically double cross Lucius, but they ended up fucking themselves at the same time because they didn't know that they killed their key witness.
So
when next season come around, Lucius is gonna be free, and he knows everybody's out to get him. So everybody's like dog pound for everybody.
Oh.
So it's about to be lit next season.
I don't even know.
I can't wait till Power comes back. Shout out!
I never watched Power. How many seasons Power?
One in the season. One.
Well, this
gonna
be the second one coming up.
I think I'm gonna start watching.
It's gonna be nice.
50 already came out. He came out the last episode.
Exactly.
With Pele looking like an official queen.
Like Queens. That's a Queens starter kit. Jamaica Avenue nigga for real.
You know what I mean? Pele jackets, huh? With the do-rag.
But you know, that's typical. Typical Queens, nigga.
You're ready. Yo. But nonetheless, huh? I don't want to be the guy, but mad at these Queens niggas. Scam, bro.
It's not.
Mass scam niggas in Queens.
Come on, we gonna address scam. Look, scam is a big topic, so we gotta lead that.
Well, scamming is everywhere. It's not just Queens. It's everywhere.
It's worldwide.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if I could talk bad about scam niggas because I'm gonna want it for like half off.
And I ain't gonna talk about scam niggas because you know why. You know what I mean? Shout out. I'm not gonna do it because it is what it is.
Two people gotta talk about it.
If we gonna talk about this shit, let's just get it out.
It's a real touchy topic. You feel me?
I don't knock people out there. You really trying to feed your family, you understand?
Nobody scams.
No, because you understand, like, even government's a scam. Mm-hmm. Like, they say you go to jail, be rehabilitated, and you come out, and you came and land a fucking job. You know what I mean?
Right, so I understand it.
There's scams on all levels. What I don't respect is the scam niggas. That fuck up livelihoods of others just to like improve their lifestyle when they don't have to resort to that. There's a lot
one
of people
time,
doing things.
I don't like the
that, you know what? You know what's equivalent to a scam, nigga? A person that goes to college, right? A woman that goes to college or whatever, and then they want to go to a strip club or whatever. To you know what I mean? They have their degree, they have other options, but they want to resort to the ratchetness. Like
they want the fast life.
It's like people that just want fast life and is not doing it for a cause.
Right.
I don't respect that
for attention. But you know what
that,
it is?
We were talking about.
But here's the thing, right? Those who do that is because they have a low self esteem, so they need something to make.
Yeah,
up
when you do
for
it for validation,
you feel me?
You're whack because you're fucking up people's livelihoods, and that's when I just don't agree with the whole scam shit. You feel me?
We were talking about this one time. It was a debate. Who would you? Not that I respect either of the two, but if you had to. She mad because
Mara
it was
tight.
I came at her neck
Mara
for
tight.
It. It was. Who do you respect, scammers or drug dealers?
I respect
and Amara
the drug
said
dealer.
She respected drug dealers, and I was like, if anything, I'd respect the scammer than the drug
Why?
Dealer because drug dealers out here killing people.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
No.
But they are killing
you
people. But nobody's
but
putting a gun to your head telling you you gotta
you.
Do these drugs. You gotta do this. If you scamming
There's
somebody that you
the
fucking
the
up their livelihood.
Dealers.
You know because I mean? You want to fuck up their livelihood. They don't know what's coming. They don't see nothing coming. So you got to respect the drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I mean?
It's a transaction.
It's a service that's needed and they supplying
it's
the
still,
phone.
It's not a service that's needed.
It's not needed. No, it's not.
Somebody needs it.
You know how it is a service?
When I'm saying drug dealers, I'm not talking about people selling weed. I'm talking about like coke, crack, cocaine.
Fam.
I'm talking
You're
about
talking
real
about
drugs.
Yeah, the big
I'm talking about real
somebody
drugs. It's not needed. It's not
the,
needed.
If somebody didn't want
you
the
know
drugs,
how many
then they wouldn't
people?
Be rich.
Yeah, there's
you
a demand for it.
You know how many people
there's
on Wall Street sniff coke
all
yeah.
day?
Real talk.
But
all
yo, day. at the end of the day, who's causing more harm to somebody?
The
scammers or drug dealers?
Scammers.
The person
no.
doing the
scammers.
I don't think so.
Guess what? Yo, what about
scammers?
What about
the single mother? What about
the
single mother out there that's sitting here?
What about the person who's been saving for retirement for the last 20 years and becomes a victim of identity theft?
You get the money back.
No, you don't. Not that quick.
And if it's not going to get
it
back,
though.
And it's up to 250K.
It's not up to
FDIC
that.
FDIC insured.
It's only 100,000.
Yeah, oh, now it's 100,000?
$100,000.
That's it. They put it back down.
What about,
they
okay, so what about,
anything over that, you're fucking,
what about the single
1 year's worth of salary?
What about the single parent out there?
In each bank bank account. If you got, if you smart, then you got
but
your money.
A lot of people
separated.
Ain't savvy like that.
No,
a lot of
people
like, yo,
lot
let me
no,
just
no,
put
no,
my
no,
shit
no,
in
no.
one
if
account.
If you got bread, then you're savvy. You see yeah. that big ass sign that say FDIC
but
insured
listen,
up to $100,000.
Whether it be a million
Facts.
Or a dollar, Facts. You're gonna feel the same type of emotion like, yo,
yeah,
I got
you
scammed.
Are. I
but
mean, I
what
got
about
scammed. I got scammed. I didn't get my money back. I lost 10 rats.
Look at and you was entitled.
That was by choice.
That wasn't by choice.
You ain't fight it.
I did fight.
You ain't fight it.
I did fight it, but you can't fight.
But you get it.
If you fought it, you would have got your bread back.
You don't get it back. In New
no,
York City,
it depends. It depends.
No,
if
she
it's
didn't. It depends if you fight it or
I
not. She didn't fight it.
I
oh, okay.
fought for
she
it. The problem
it.
Is that the precinct that I fought for it through, they be scamming.
She ain't
so they
it.
Don't put nothing through. You don't believe me that I fought
Everything
it? I got the affidavit.
But like I said, you want to talk about
the affidavit from Bank of America.
You want to talk about the person that sit there and worked their whole life and got their whole retirement scammed from them. What about the single parent out there that just OD'd on some crack cocaine,
right?
And their 8-month-year-old is sitting
Who
there.
Who told you to do
hungry.
Crack? Who told you to do
Done.
Crack? I'm a single mom right
Yo,
now.
Yo, conversation.
Doing crack.
But if Done. The drug dealer is not there to supply
the
drugs,
drug dealer
ain't no
lives
drugs
across
being
the street
done.
From my
Bro.
House. I'm
that's
still
like,
not
what I'm
doing
saying.
Crack.
If they're not
that,
there
that's
to
like
supply,
the
it's not
like,
being
that's up
done.
To you.
Yeah, but
that's
okay.
The, as
but
a drunk
but at the end of the day, that is a service we do not need.
That's equivalent to saying if there's no guns, nobody would get killed.
That's not true. You're gonna find another way.
Somebody gonna use a knife.
Yo, honestly speaking, bro, when it comes to the drug dealing, I don't hate the drug dealer because he's trying to eat without the
There's
person
ways
who's
to eat.
Exactly. I don't knock the drug dealer.
Everybody don't know the ways
it's
to
your
eat.
Choice,
Everybody
my
not
nigga.
Good
it's,
at it.
It's
Everybody
you
got
as a person, bro.
Nobody's
it's
out choice. Here saying, hey.
That's
hey.
How come I said
no one
drug
is
dealers.
Out here saying, no one is out here saying, hey, I want to get scammed.
Some people yeah, exactly. Do. Real talk. And that's what I emphasized last
but
time.
But it's mad
like,
niggas out here nobody, like, yo, I want to get high.
I want to get high.
Right.
Basically,
that's the end of this.
Nobody saying, "Yo, hear my social scam."
At the end of the day, you know what? Everybody get it how you live. If you want to sell whatever, it's up to the buyer to buy it.
Yes,
but the scam and shit, whatever.
A victim of identity.
We
theft.
Have whole yeah, tint right. shops in New York City. Tint is illegal to the motherfucker.
Yeah.
But they
and
still
you
there.
And you gonna sell me 5%
you know,
tint?
And my dad,
so
get
I didn't
it?
Get pulled over, bro.
And this is scam on a high level. My dad was explaining to me how, for some reason, right, for some odd reason, this woman, he was watching a special. She was written off as dead, right? And you know, when you're written off as
what?
Dead, you don't have a social. Whatever. She's not even 60 yet, and so now she's required to hold on to a piece of document stating that. She,
I'm not
know,
dead.
Her, exactly. And she has to bring everywhere she goes and has to get it renewed 3 months. Every 3 months.
Why?
Because technically speaking, anything you hold in your hand for 3 months is considered expired.
What?
Because you're dead?
Well, no, nah, it's just anything. Like if I hold this cup in my hand, it's considered expired or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. That's just like how government sees shit. So she has to renew her freaking I'm not dead letter every 3 months and has to have it notarized and has to go everywhere.
Wow.
Because she's a victim of scam. So wow. I hate scam niggas on all levels. Government officials.
Well,
you feel me?
That's right, just right. him. If y'all gonna give it to me for 60% off, I don't hate
Look
you.
Look at that.
I don't, Get the fuck I don't honestly speaking, bro, I don't hate anything. I don't hate a drug dealer.
Oh, let me renege. I don't hate them. Like, hate as a person. I strongly
Nah, bro,
dislike.
You entitled to that, though.
The
you entitled
thing,
to
you
how you feel, my nigga.
The only thing
you feel
I hate
me?
About
That's how you feel.
I just really hate the way that everybody dick suck other scammers on each other. Like, all of the 100s and, my nigga, you getting money.
You know what?
That's all so unnecessary. That's the only thing that I hate about scam niggas.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, it. Yeah. But you know what?
Other than that, get your money.
You know what I mean? When it comes
you.
To this fast life
it is
shit,
what it is,
you know,
nigga,
let's
live,
dissect.
Bro.
Let's dissect.
I ain't going to front
nothing. You know what I mean?
Dame Dash's interview.
Yo.
Right? This is a
that's
nice
a scammer, right? That nigga's a
Look,
scammer, right?
You know what? You know what?
Everything's a scam, bro.
If you watch the interview on 105, it's like, he talking about, oh, you got to be your own boss. Invest in yourself. You know, this is perfect for scam people or people sell or drug money. Like,
the
not
message,
everybody. The message he was trying to say,
it's
I
good.
Like it was a good message, but the way he went about delivering
his delivery
it.
His
delivery sucked.
Was
horrible.
Horrible.
Because he's like, he invested in himself, right?
What money
not
did you
everybody
use?
Everybody else started off selling drugs or scamming.
What money did
scamming.
You use?
You used drug
yo,
money,
niggas
most
money,
likely.
Bro.
Yo,
you
yo, in my opinion, bro, that was the dumbest statement ever
Why?
Made on Breakfast Club.
Let me hear
what?
It.
First of all, I came from a family. I'm in a family tree of entrepreneurs. From mother, father, grandfather, grandma. My whole family is entrepreneurial, bro. And First things first, when you ask somebody why they want to be an entrepreneur, why do they want to be an entrepreneur? Please give me reasons why people
don't want to be their own boss.
They want to be, so they don't want a boss.
They don't want to work for somebody.
They don't want to work for someone. What else?
They
want
to wake up whenever
they
want
to
wake up.
They
want
to take vacations whenever
they
want
to. They want to be able to do whatever they want.
I don't like the idea of having somebody to tell me when to get my money, when to come into work. When to leave out of work. I like to work when I want to work. I want to make my money when I want to make my money, my nigga.
Guess what?
What?
That's not entrepreneurship.
What is entrepreneurship, bro?
My man, my entire family, most of them are entrepreneurs. Do you know when they work? What? All the time. There is no clock in, clock out. Of course,
most of the time they don't even make their money when they're supposed to.
Yo, I was growing up.
That's real rap though.
My father ran a trucking business.
I'm not gonna cut you off, but my cousin, right? He runs his own business, and he can't take his day. Every time he wants to take
a
day off, he's
like, nigga.
Yo, every time he wants to take a day off, he's like, who's gonna pay me? I don't have sick days.
Yeah,
if I don't work,
no,
I don't make money.
Right.
But if I have a job, I'm guaranteed at least 40 hours a year.
So that's
so it's like there's pros and cons to it.
Shout out to August Alsina. He said people focus on the peace. They don't never see the war. You don't ever see the struggle that people have, the empire that what goes into building that. Y'all just want flashiness. Y'all just want
basically,
the good life.
Basically.
But it takes 10 times more to acquire that.
And Mark, that's
chill,
my point.
Chill, Mark. Chill, Mark. Chill, Mark.
I'm going to say this. My father was the craziest entrepreneur that I ever met. All my father did was work his ass off. Nobody ever saw my father. I was always fly because my father made sure that I had everything. My dad was the man, but my dad was always fucking busy. I never got to see my father. I used to see my father maybe once a week or some shit like
that's
that.
A sacrifice.
But people just see the cute shit. They see the cute clothes.
That's
they see the nice car.
They see the vacations.
Oh,
they see the movies. They're like,
see my pops like that. So
right.
It is what it is.
And that's my point. Like when you ask people why they want to be entrepreneurs, they say the same things. I don't want a boss. I want to do whatever I want whenever I want. Like I remember growing up, I saw my father a few times a week, and when I did see my father, because he ran a trucking business, I spent the time washing graffiti off of trucks. That was my time spent with my dad.
My pops, he's worked at the same restaurant for 22 years. There was points where he was pulling double shifts. You feel me? Double shifts every day. He stopped when I was 6 years old, so he
but
can help
know
me
what?
With my homework.
I think, and like Dame Dash, in the interview, if you notice, he was so excited to say, my son has cookies. I think
what
people want
to.
I think people want to own their own business.
I understand what it means, but
I didn't see
it's
the interview, so
it's,
I don't
it's
know.
Basically like social media. You post things on social media so people can like. You're doing when you want to own your own business, you're doing it for other people.
My thing is,
yeah,
my
people
thing
are doing it just to
be like,
you're a boss.
You're
you
a boss.
Many,
you own your own business.
You know
but you don't know how
here.
Hard. But at
right.
the end of the day,
exactly.
I'm
exactly.
working mad
see,
hard.
I
harder than I should
look,
be working.
I want to own.
And
bro,
my business might not be succeeding, but as long as you know that I'm my own boss, that's all that
that's
matters.
That's all that matters.
I want
to. That's all that
matters.
As long as you know.
And yeah, as long as you know I'm a boss, that's all that
and
matters.
The thing is,
it don't
guess
matter
what?
How much I'm struggling.
Guess what? Dame Dash's son sells cookies. How much money does he make a year?
I never even
cookies.
Heard of his son's
bro,
cookies.
Bro, I don't even know the freaking cookies he sells.
How about Dame?
I know them cookies they sell, the nighttime cookies they sell.
The insomnia cookies.
You guys, he don't sell insomnia cookies, Dame Dash. You don't sell those. Dame Dash Jr. I know that. But my point is, there's people out there that are partners at law firms. Mm. They have bosses. They have managing partners. Those are their bosses.
Yeah.
There's people
and
that are
probably
working.
More
LeBron
successful
James
than the bosses.
LeBron James has a boss. His name is Adam Silver.
And you're not going to be like, you broke ass LeBron.
We don't even have to go that far. Who's his first boss?
Every CEO has a
boss. Facts.
The boss of a CEO of
stop,
a company
stop.
Is the board of directors. And guess what?
And they kicked Steve Jobs out of Apple.
Dame Jobs was a boss.
So Dame Dash. Ain't no such thing.
Dame Dash. My number is 646-764-4988. Dame
named Dash. You can give me a call. We can have this discussion because you're tripping.
And even if you are at the top of the food chain, you still have a boss because you married.
You report to
you got to report to
somebody. Drug dealers have a boss. You got to get it from the connect, bro.
But wait.
You got to get the boss. You got to get it
from the wives.
Shout out to the bosses. Shout out to the bosses, bro.
The real bosses are the wives of the CEOs because they really run the shit.
Everybody's a boss.
Hold on. Even if you have your own store, you have your own store, you have your own company. Guess what? You know who your boss is? Your boss are your customers.
The customers.
Because if they think you're trash, you make
no
money.
So you report,
everyone has a damn boss, Dave Dash.
And on top of it, we was just talking about this. When bartenders go for job interviews, they get asked about their follower count. Yeah. So you know
what's
who your boss is?
Like?
Your boss isn't the person that owns the bar. Your bosses are your followers.
You're getting 11 likes.
You don't have
a job as a bartender.
So you want to know why? Because they need you to promote their bar. So if you have 300 followers, you ain't getting no job.
Hold on. Well, what does followers mean? You know what? Let's not even
No.
Let's not take it there.
Some people going to have jolly.
Yo, look, followers don't get you bread. I tell you that much.
Well, for some people, it does.
It depends. It depends.
For some people, it does. Let's circle back a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, like the boss thing. I like to say there's too many chiefs, too little fucking Indians, man. Like, everybody's not cut out
to be a boss.
To run a business.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
Not everybody want to wake up 5 a.m. to go open up their business.
Facts.
You feel me?
Facts.
There are people in place. You have to do it. You have to work. You got to do it. You don't have that mindset to be your boss. Everybody just, I hate this society, man. This society is just geared on titles. They're geared on, oh, I'm this label. They're geared on labels. It's like, what are you doing to back that label up? Where's the follow-up? And y'all don't have none. You feel me? Your pockets are slim. And you know what I mean? You know how many broke people with corporations? I know plenty of broke people with corporations.
You should want to be a boss because that's just really what your passion is.
You should aspire to be one.
You should aspire. Well, you know what? You should aspire to follow your dreams.
Real talk.
If it's part of your dream,
get it how you live.
If it's part of
your dream to
be a bus driver or a train driver, then that's your dream. My dream is to own mad random nail salons all over the country. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
I'm trying to dominate real estate.
But some people's dreams is to work for somebody else.
It's called the American
dream. Yo. Obama has a boss.
The boss is called the American people.
He has a boss. So all this, be your own boss, you working for, you hustling for. You know what? That was real. I'll pick that out from the interview. You hustling for a weekend because we hustle for weekends. But
shit, my weekend about to be turned out now. Yeah.
That's crazy. That kills me about Dame Dash. You go on celebrity net worth.
-2 million.
You go on Envy's page.
$6 million.
So
yo, shout out to Envy
for holding it down. He didn't waver, son. He didn't waver.
Shout out to Angela Yee.
He didn't waver.
She's so wild.
Angela Yee.
Angela Yee is
if Jay-Z, who's a boss and an owner, don't come up there talking about, yo, y'all need a dip.
You a hater.
But she's wet.
And he's worth how much more M's than you?
She's cute, but she's just wet.
Hating.
Well, I'm going to take advice from a homeless man on how to keep a home. Yeah, I'm going to go to panhandlers. How should I manage my money?
Shame on that man, yo. Because in all reality, I hate that. It makes me sick because people really sell that idea. Oh, I'm about to be an entrepreneur. And since I'm about to be an entrepreneur, I'm about to take my days
off.
I'm about to do whatever I want, and I'm going to get paid. That's not how it works.
That's why everybody want to be a rapper now.
Yeah,
nobody
a rapper
a
or wake
job.
Up now. Like, all these dumb little shits.
Like,
yo, wake up now nonsense, yo. I ain't with it.
You really do need a wake up now.
You want to make a shout out to all the folks who know what their goals are and they working 9 to 5 to make it
happen.
Yo,
right.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
No,
wait.
Enter so means, my nigga.
Whoa. Does a 9 to 5 get you rich, my nigga? That don't get you rich,
bro. 9 to 5 can't get you rich.
It's a
means
to an end.
Yo, no, you know what?
Me and CNN.
My nigga.
Don't Kanye me.
All right. All right. All right.
Let me finish.
He got
finish,
the answers.
Bro. Finish.
He got the answers.
Okay.
So my point is, when somebody's working in a corporation.
How, Sway? How?
They can do two things. They have two options. They can work in a corporation and be a drone. And basically, when they work in a corporation and be a drone, they can just show up every day, do their 9 to 5 and go home. Or you can be someone who is creative. You can walk in a corporation and say, I'm in this motherfucker to learn. Like, I'm coming in here so I can learn how this shit works.
And I take your job.
Because eventually, what I will do is, I will take everything I've learned and I'm going to create my own corporation and dominate just like this corporation.
Yo, look, this
you
how...
know what I'm saying?
Steve Jobs worked for Atari.
My nigga, you wildin'.
He worked for Atari.
And then he's talking about, it's because I got balls. It's good to fuck out of here,
yo,
man.
Point of the story.
Yo, point of the story, Dame. You ain't got the answers, Dame. You ain't got the answers. And back to that. If you, are you going to wake up and work a 9 to 5 every day?
Look, I man. Do. I work a 9 to 6 every day just so I can make some money for my son.
The real question is, what are you going to do? Thank you for saying that. What are you going to do with that 9 to 5 money?
We out.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Turn inside my face, it's all day. Won't